It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and it's always an absolute pleasure to have this extremely talented lady joining us. Brand new single out for Amy Shark featuring Keith Urban, co-written by the one and only Ed Sheeran, called Love Songs Ain't For Us. We are loving it here on Hits. So good. We've been playing it all the time. She joins us right now, Amy Shark. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Great, Amy. Congratulations. I just saw number one on the iTunes charts. Well done.
I know. Thank you very much. Very happy.
How does it feel seeing that Pink is at number two? Like, rock on, girlfriend.
Yes.
It's so cool.
And with her daughter, Amy. She sung with her daughter. I feel like that's a cheap vote. That's a cheap win.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, it's awkward because Keith's got a really great song with Pink at the moment. So, and it's got Afterglow in there. So we're all just bouncing around this chart. So it feels good. At least we're all in it.
Yeah.
Does Keith Urban get like, ah, oh, I knocked myself off
there? Yeah.
Yeah. I said that to him, like, oh, I think you're about to knock yourself off the chart. But no, it's fun. It's really fun.
And what's it like working? You work with two legends, obviously Keith Urban and Ed Sheeran. Let's talk about, first of all, let's go Keith Urban, keep it Aussie, first of all. What's it like working with Keith? How did it come about?
Very easy. I had a really amazing sort of opportunity to sing with Keith Urban at the 2018 ARIA Awards. So ever since then, we kind of just had this really cool sort of friendship that we built. So when, you know, I wrote the song with Ed, and I needed someone to feature on it because Ed kind of laid some vocals and I almost wish he didn't because it just sounded so nice and it kind of just teased the fact of having a male sound just in the background. So I thought, oh, I need another really class act, someone who's really respected and just timeless. And Keith Urban, I was like, that's my man. So I literally just texted him the song and said, hey, I'd love you to do this. And he wrote back straight away. He was like, I'd love it. Send me the stems and I'll start this weekend. So
cool, Amy. I read in Rolling Stone that you said it just felt right when he returned the track and he took it to another level. What do you do if you've asked someone and you're really excited and it comes back and you're like, eh, it's not as good as I thought? Like, how do you navigate that conversation?
I tell you what, this is why you work with the best.
Avoid it.
You don't have those awkward moments when you work with Ed Sheeran and Keith Urban.
Hey, Ed, it's good, mate. It's not great. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Can you fix this bit up?
Yeah. I'll change the verse and the chorus, but the intro is great, mate. But honestly, do you give Keith Urban just a note? Just like, I reckon you could have gone with a different harmony there? Or
All I did was turn things up because he had them very low. And like his big guitar, where it kind of slides at the end into the final chorus, I just thought was magic. And so I just asked him if I could pump that right up. And then also he's got the bit at the very end where he's like, like he does his little country twang. And so I pumped that up as well. And really not too much of anything. He just knows what to do.
And then Ed Sheeran, of course, the global superstar that is Ed Sheeran. How does Amy Shark go about working with Ed Sheeran? Like, how does he ask you? Are you nervous?
So I've had to drop this name quite a few times, but I just have to because, like, it's a part of the story. Russell Crowe was a fan of mine when I dropped Love Monster, and he took it upon himself to send it to Ed. Ed really liked the album, and then he emailed me and said, next time you're in England, come and have a songwriting session with me. And
wow.
So once I figured out it wasn't a prank from one of my friends, I constructed a reply, which also took about 8 hours to make sure it's
That got sent around the group chat a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Messaging Ed Sheeran.
Like, hey, can everyone brief this again?
Yeah.
Like, is all my spelling okay? So next minute I'm in the studio working with Ed Sheeran and just trying my best to show up and prove that I'm meant to be in that room with him.
So I really want to know the details of this. You guys are in a studio. Do you both have guitars? How long do you have with each other? How long did it take to find that spark? Like, did you bang your head against the wall for a couple of hours first and then find something? How did it work?
There's always a couple of head-banging moments, but it's like, I mean, Ed works like I do. Ed gets there at like 10 a.m. We were there till about 7, I think, at night. And it was just a massive day of just hanging out and crafting this song. But he sort of just said, do you write love songs about your man? And I was like, and I think I went like bright purple because I just get really awkward. My partner and I, we're not like those kind of PDA gushy couple.
Yeah.
And I just said, I guess I do, Ed, but love songs aren't really for us. And I just remember watching him walk around the coffee table and he just started singing the hook to Love Songs Ain't For Us.
Oh,
and
my God.
Then I was like, I really, really, really like that. Let's build off that. And he's like, yeah, it's good, hey. And I'm like, yes, yes, definitely, You're definitely Ed Sheeran.
We've chatted to you a few times, Amy, and I think this is the most I've heard of you infatuated with the song. Like, the most you've sounded so happy and sounded so, like, in love with the process and everything. Do you just...
No, thanks.
No, yeah, congratulations. I guess I am. Honestly, you're a chick from the goalie. You're working with Ed Sheeran. Like, it's an absolute incredible. Do you sort of just pinch yourself and look back and go, like, I've made it. Like, I've done it. Like, this is incredible.
Not just yet. You know, you always think, am I ever going to write a song this good again? Or is this, you know, it's just in the back of my mind all the time. I lived like a very normal pedestrian life for way too long to ever change. So I'm always going to be feeling like I need to prove myself. But I love that I still like writing songs and it's not a chore for me yet. It's still just a massive passionate hobby that I do.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well, Amy Shark, Love Songs Ain't For Us. Dropped last Friday. Check it out. Keith Urban, Amy Shark, co-written by Ed Sheeran. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Great chat.